It's the most talked about Bachelorette season because it's the most novel. Two sisters, Ellie and Becky, looking for love. And we're joined now by Ellie. Hi, Ellie.
G'day. How are we?
Great. Ellie, tonight you're back looking for love, 7:30, Channel 10. Now, we've got so much to ask you. We've been saving all our questions. At the moment, Ellie, it seems like James and Fraser you're quite keen on. Did you have a front runner early on, Ellie, or were you, from the first step, was it, I don't know, or did you really like somebody initially?
I think I sort of had it figured out pretty early on, but I know from my experience last year things can change. It was like I was going to, do pretty well last year and ended up going home. So I tried to stay really open throughout the whole thing. But I think I had it figured out from the get-go.
Now, what about Ellie Jo? So we've now found out that you had dated Jo on the outside world. Ooh. So what was it? Firstly, you saw him coming along the red carpet. Did your stomach drop? Is that one of those, you're kidding moments? We've all walked into a pub or a bar and gone, oh, no, look who's here.
No, not at all. It was probably a bit more casual than dated. Right. But it definitely wasn't a sharing moment seeing Joey there. I was just like, oh, my God, I just didn't expect to see him there. And it was actually a really, really wonderful surprise because he's such an amazing man.
Ooh. Now, Al, as a viewer, when you look at you and your sister Becky, you got to go, okay, I've got to pick a favourite. Because that's what happens. That's what you do. You've got to pick a favourite. And all the boys have got to pick either one of you to fall in love with. Now, you're my favourite, out of you and your sister. I love you. I stalk her on Insta, Boxy.
I'm sorry about that, Ellie. I've caught up.
And she's fun.
No, I know.
I live in the country. I love this.
Insta is
now. I don't understand, Al. Why are these boys leaving? There's already two that have walked, and there's rumor that more walk. Why?
Oh, no. Who are you talking about that's walked? Pascal?
Yes.
And Harry?
Yes. That's who I'm talking about. You knew where they were.
And they didn't really walk, you know what I mean? We kind of asked Pascal to leave, and the thing with Harry, I just said to him, look, I'm sorry, nothing's there. You should go home to your son.
We had Harry on,
I think he came out on telly a little bit different to how it actually
We interviewed him last week, and he cracked.
It's a new thing, actually, Ellie, and I agree. I know where you're coming from. It was happened on the series just gone of The Bachelor, too. People are front footing it with
getting out of there.
And he was right to do it. He walked because Ellie said she couldn't see, she couldn't tell him. That's why he left, because he thought, I'm not going to stay if you're not 100% into me.
Yeah, and he had a kid at home. I wouldn't expect him to stay when I wasn't feeling it, you know? So I was like, you know what, I'm going to be honest with you, that I don't think, there's anything really romantic there on my side.
I reckon Ellie said that to me.
You should go home to your son.
And Pascal, obviously, that was an unfortunate situation. He's now claiming the backstory is, if you didn't see that episode, apparently he said to one of the other boys, could they get hotter chicks? And he sort of denied that, Ellie. Where is that at? Did that happen?
Ellie's hot. I hope not.
Look, honestly, I'm pretty sure it did happen.
Right, okay. Oh.
Because the guy who came out said it, Aggie, he's not a malicious guy. He's got nothing to gain from it. He was honestly one of the nicest guys, just, having mine and Becky's back. And the other guys also backed up the story. But at the end of the day, with the Pascal thing, it is what it is. I feel like people can say things and, regret them at the end of the day. I don't think he's a bad guy. There's no hard feelings from Beck and I towards Pascal. We wish him all the best. It wasn't meant to be, obviously, so it is what it is.
And we all know I work with two boys here. Boys do a bit of bravado chat when they're around. The boys
We're very respectful. You just fat-shaming
me. That's outrageous.
You did so. Now, Al, you've been known to throw out a few little kisses. You've patched a few little boys on the show. Now, who's the best kisser?
What you got
to
do?
You got to do what you got to do. That's exactly right. You got to find out what you're going to love. Now, who's the best kisser?
Oh, who's the best kisser? They're all different kisses. Let me say that. They're all good for different reasons. Some are a little bit more sexy. Some are a little bit more passionate. Some are a little bit more.
All right. Who's the sexy pash? Because the sexy pash is not who you're going to end up with. because
who do you think the sexy touch was?
I reckon that might have been a bit of maybe Shannon tries to do that.
Shannon with Becky.
Okay, Pip.
Can someone don't watch the show?
Well done, Ellie. You caught him. You caught him out. Now, well, Ellie,
producer's like, what?
Before we go, can we just confirm, Ellie, that you are in love?
I'm very happy with my man.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm at the in love stage yet, like, but I can, like, I definitely feel like I've found my person that I want to be with forever, kind of thing.
Is that person on the show?
Yes, he is.
Okay, no, okay, best of check.
That's good. That's
yeah, no, good stuff.
That's good.
Well, thank you, Ellie.
It's not Shannon.
Okay, Ellie.
Maybe, swapsies.
And Becky, two Bachelorettes, the sisters this season, returns tonight at 7:30 on 10. Thank
Fraser,
you, Ellie.
Thanks, Ellie. Fraser.